Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. I remember when my son was about 6 years old, well, maybe coming up seven in the February, and at Christmas, we gave him a transforming toy. Can you remember those? This one was a big complex lorry that transformed into a flying robot. And I had on the box for ages 8 upwards. But we thought, he's bright, physically dexterous, capable. He will surely be able to do it, no problem. And certainly Christmas morning, he was delighted to receive it. And 15 minutes later, one of the arms of the robot was off. It was too much for him to maneuver. To be honest, I had difficulty with it. We can often think we or others are ready for things that they are not. My poor son, my eldest, no wonder they grow up the quickest, he had another learning lesson one Christmas morning, or we did as his parents. He, like a lot of children at that time, he was a little bit older then, got interested in American baseball. And we bought him a really lovely leather glove that fitted really well, a baseball bat, the correct size, we were learning, and a red shiny baseball ball. And my husband, his dad, said to him, "Now you're going to have to be really careful with this." He had two or three maybe other little siblings by now. "Now you're going to have to be really careful with this because this ball is really hard. And it's not to be used in the house," because we did let the children play with balls in the house, but they were like soft balls. And as his dad spoke, he tossed the ball up into the air, having been told not to throw it in the house, I will note, and the ball duly came down and landed on my poor son's head. Definitely not intended, but he certainly learned the hard way that, yes, the ball is hard. So my ramblings about past Christmas mornings, well, they came to me when I was reading these readings we had today. And I thought of several things. How do we feel when we are transformed, when a new realization comes to us? And also, how those are in the know already, how they can best deliver us, deliver this message to us, can prepare us for it. And then what do we do with our new knowledge when we've got it? In our reading from Exodus, Moses had been speaking with God. And when he comes down the mountainside, he is so full of light, he is glowing. We say that about people who are really happy, don't we, that they're glowing. Maybe it's because of a new love in their life, a new achievement or acquisition. They are beaming, glowing. It says Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and as he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hands, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he'd been talking with God. And it says Aaron, his right-hand man during that time, the one who helped Moses in leading the Israelites, Aaron and all of the Israelites, they were afraid to come near him. So Moses learnt to put a veil over his face so as not to alarm them. Moses, in his talks with God, just glowed. He was so transformed that he had a physical change that he could not hide. But he learnt that he had to calm it down just a little bit because it was just too much for those around him. In our gospel reading, Jesus goes up the mountain to spend time with God, his father, in prayer. And he takes not all the 12 disciples, but just Peter, John, and James. So he was selective in who he took. Maybe because Jesus knew that something special was going to happen, something that these three disciples could handle, and maybe the others would not handle it so well. But even for these three, it was almost too much. As he was praying, it says Jesus' face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. And suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking about his exodus, which he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem, the promise that he had come for. He was about to fulfill it. And Peter is initially just exhausted by this great transformation. It's just too much for him. But then when he recovers a bit, he goes to his usual behavior, not thinking rationally, as he is just too excited, and suggests building tents for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Not things that are needed at all, but he likes to do things. That is his way, is responding to do things. And then Peter and the other two disciples are finally so overwhelmed, they do not speak of what has happened. I don't know how you felt when you first believed, or indeed if you remember that, when you first believed in this wonder of God in our lives, or if it was a slow process, or maybe you are still unsure. But we can sometimes have that feeling of the presence of God in our lives, belief in this presence of God. We were unsure how to tell others about it. We may worry that we will come on too strong and blind people with our beaming face and good news. We may have experienced that in people who are so full of the message of redemption and salvation through God's great love for all of us. Even hearing those words may make us cringe and recoil. I know when I used to cover myself with stickers, "Jesus loves me and he loves you. Come to the Lord and be saved." Some of us need a more gentler, a more soft approach. We do not need to be hit on the head with a baseball ball to know it is hard. And although my son did grow up and manage the more complex transformer toys, I don't think I will ever get into the heavy tomes of theology. As much as I like Bible study, I do not like to get too stuck into the literally heavy study books. We are all different. Thank God for his varied creation. Coming into this season of Lent, we enter a time of reflection when we can take up some study of the Bible or some other book that looks at the Bible or parts of it. Maybe spending some time in prayer every day. Across the benefice, we will have study days, some study groups, some literature will be available, there will be services to help us on this journey. Or maybe just take some time to be quiet and to reflect, or go for a walk in God's creation and be aware of all he has given us in nature around us. Maybe try out some different places of worship during Lent, or even the Deanery Evensongs across the benefice. Just putting ourselves in situations where we feel comfortable to meet with God, trying them out with other Christians and see what happens. That is what is good about being part of a Christian community, a Christian family. We should be able to feel that we can relax, except that we are not all the same. Because there is no formula for meeting God that suits all. But one thing for sure, he is all around us, just waiting for us to become aware. And maybe we can allow him to transform our lives. Amen.